Here's Paul. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hi there. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul Jose. I'm the regional pricing director. How's your day going so far?
Well, very good, thank you.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I do have your file here in front of me. Of course, Ivan wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, how it works, and what's included, answer any questions that you might have, and then also to apply a reduced rate here for your business. He does want me to make it as affordable for you as I can. You're still considered a fairly young company, and I'm sure you use Google yourself, right? You're familiar with that local map or the pack that pops up near the top of the page?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
I mean, it's right. It's kind of where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you especially, that's the power of the listing, because people will not need to already know the name of your company, but they will find you when they're looking for keywords related to the services that you provide. Now, of course, they are going to pick up the phone. They're going to call you directly. So it's not like a lead generation service where you're paying for a lead and then chasing that lead down and in a bidding war with your competitors. You will simply get calls directly from someone who will have seen your website first. And you've got that website already. The whole point of the website is to make it easy for people to learn about your company and have the reasons to call you. But, of course, a website only works when people see it. Right now, your website's a little bit like a digital business card. You have to kind of tell people the name of your website. They're not likely to find it when they're going on Google looking for bathroom remodel or kitchen remodel or basement finishing or a deck contractor. When they type in keywords related to your services, you don't have enough content online for Google and Bing to list your business as one of those top options on the first page. That would be our job, to create that content, almost 70 different directories, a Yelp listing you already have. We would have created one for you if you didn't have one. A Facebook page, Super Pages, Manta, it's almost 70 different directories that, like your website, talk about your services and service area, kind of reassure Google that if you were to get a phone call from someone, you could actually go out and provide those services. That will put you on that first page. You're servicing almost all of Colorado. This will also have a social media campaign, paid Facebook ads, whether it's Denver or Boulder or anywhere that you want it to be found. We'll make sure that we're running those ads as well, target specific cities, zip codes, even subdivisions, where it's going to be most profitable for both high-end residential clients and even light commercial or smaller commercial clients, jobs to find you. And, of course, with the calls coming to you, it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis. You're not paying for the lead, click, call, or job. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. The service is offered on a month-to-month basis. There's no long-term contract. Like I said, you qualify for reduced pricing. The new business rate is the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It is by far the biggest reduction in the cost. It's a little bit more than 50% off. So you're saving $300 a month every single month that you choose to use the service. And instead of the normal cost, which would have been $599, it will bring your rate down to exactly $299.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges. There's no lead fees. 15 jobs a month or 50 jobs a month, that's the same flat rate. Now, is it just you doing the work, or do you have a couple of guys or a crew helping you out?
I have a crew, but
I
was explaining to
Ivan.
The guy. I forgot the name.
Ivan.
I already have the service, yeah.
I'm really frustrated with this. You can't be telling me that you're already paying somebody else for a service similar to ours and he still wants me to talk to you. Is that what you're saying? Now, how long have you been with this other company?
Like 1 year.
1 year. Do you know the name of the company that you're using?
It's Town Square.
Town Square. Are you still under contract with Town Square?
No, I don't have any contract.
It's month to month.
Anytime, but
did you say you're paying $129? $129, okay. Well, I can't match $129, and I know you're not getting all of Colorado for $129, because they can't do that. They can't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not running Facebook ads or Google ads or anything like that at $129. So I guess my question for you...
It's just SEO.
Right.
SEO,
local SEO for basically Longmont and maybe a 15 or 20 mile radius, right? Are you happy with the service? I don't think you'd be taking this phone call if you're completely happy with them. You've been with them for about a year now. Were you hoping that we could
With some key... With some keywords, I don't find me in I don't pop up in Google.
I'm not surprised, because when I look for your company, and I'm doing what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. So I am looking specifically for your company. I'm basically telling Google to show me everything that is online for ERC remodeling and construction. Now, of course, you don't want your customers to have to do this. You just want your customers who need your services to type in keywords. Now, what are some of the keywords that you want to be found for that you're not seeing your company pop up for?
For example, the service that I offer, basement finishing, kitchen remodeling, bathroom remodeling, deck and porch. So that's mostly that I do, I can do all kinds of remodeling.
So what I was saying, and I did a search for ERC remodeling and construction, Longmont, Colorado, 80504, and your phone number that we're speaking on, the one ending 7445. So basically I'm telling Google to show me everything that you have online for your business, and what comes back is 86% listings inaccuracy, meaning it's about 14% correct and 86% incorrect. A lot of that is missing content, meaning that there's just simply not a directory created that Google wants to see. There's also some inconsistency with the address. In some cases, the 5407 Wolf Street shows up, and in some cases, it's just Longmont. We would want to address that. We would want it to be fairly consistent across the board. There's also a Sandy Ridge Avenue in Firestone. But, you know, you want your information, first of all, to be consistent, because you don't want to confuse the search engine, but you want it to be complete and accurate. And it looks like you've got about 30% of what you should have, and then, like I said, some of it is not accurately or consistently branding your business address. That seems to be the one thing that's not consistent. But we can fix that, you know. And if you're looking for better placement, you really need to kind of prove to Google that you should be up there for more keywords. I know you've got a little bit of placement locally, but like you said, for almost all of the main services that you provide, you're not being found. You're not showing up for basement refinishing or bathroom remodels or kitchens or decks. I mean, your primary services, you're not showing up beyond your zip code. And this is exactly why. The companies that pop up on the first page are not there because they've been doing it the longest, have the biggest company, or do the best job in town. The businesses that pop up for their services and keywords related to their services are on the first page because they have more content online relating to that particular search than their competitors have. And when you're missing about 70% of what Google wants to see, and when about half of what you've got is not the same, you know, that's what's hurting your ranking, okay? So we would be able to fix that for you. I can't do 129, but, I mean, obviously, if you're paying a dollar for something worth a dime, you're still overpaying, right? It's not what you're paying. It's what you're getting for what you pay.
Yeah.
It's the return on your investment that matters. And if you've been with Town Square for a year paying $129, I mean, you're out almost, you know, 15 grand over the course of the year. That's a lot of money that you don't want to have to be spending, right? Obviously you want your service to work. You want to get phone calls. You want people to call you. And if they're not finding you, they're not able to call you. Your website, unfortunately, as much as I like it, and I like it. I mean, I look at websites all day. Your website is detailed. People can learn all about all the different services that you provide. You know, there's not a lot of reviews and things on there, so maybe your website's a little bit of a work in progress, but people still can learn about your company and the services that you provide. And, you know, your website is Google compliant. It meets what Google wants to see for a website. So there's nothing inherently wrong with your website, except that it's hard to find. It's kind of the digital equivalent of a billboard on a dirt road. It's out there, but people aren't going to find it on their own. You know, like I said, you have to tell people the name of your website or the name of your company. If you were a 30-year-old business and people knew you and people recommended you to others, then that would be okay. They could find the website because they'd already know the name of your business. But right now, that's not the case. So what you need is a stronger service. You need more content online. And I have to say this. I mean, I don't ever want to say anything bad about another company, but if you've been with Town Square for a year and they've only done about 30% of what they should have done, and even half of what they've done is not consistently branding your business, so that's hurting you. If they've already spent 12 months doing that, I don't think they're going to do much more. I don't think they're going to fix what they didn't do to begin with. And if they are, why did they wait a year, right? Now, we're going to create the content necessary to have you on that first page in the first week. I mean, it's our job as a Google Premier partner to create the content Google wants to see. And by the way, when Google makes changes to their map algorithm, they share those changes with us. So right now, it's almost 70 directories. That number does fluctuate a little bit. Sometimes they want us to create new directories. Other times they might want us to stop creating certain directories, but because we are a Google partner, we know when that content changes, so we always have the right content out for our clients. And then, like I was saying before, no amount of programming, even the right content, is going to get you more than, you know, 30, 40 miles, maybe 50 miles if you're located in a very rural area and you don't have a lot of competitors. If you're wanting to cover almost the entire state, you cannot do that without a paid ad component. Facebook ads are very affordable. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. The $2.99 package that I mentioned has $100 worth of Facebook ads, so roughly 400 clicks in a month for Facebook ads. We can do Google ads, but that's a minimum of $300 to do Google ads, because Google ads are $3 to $5 or $10 or $15 per click, not always affordable for some companies. We can do a local only campaign and get you better coverage in about a 20 or 25 mile radius. We can't do 129. It's been about 3 years since we've had a price that low. Even the 149 stopped in the beginning of 2023. I could do 199, and that would be to clean up everything that's already out there, to fix what's not there, to create all the additional content that Google wants to see. We could offer that on a month-to-month basis. Like I said, I would be doing you a disservice if I were to tell you that you're going to get beyond like a 20 or 25 mile radius with just the local SEO. So I would recommend a more robust package for you. $2.99 includes the Facebook ads. I can't do $149 on a standalone local package, but I might be able to get a friends and family rate approved
and still include $100 of Facebook ads, but bring the total cost of that package down to $249. So it's about twice what you're paying right now, but it's going to get you more coverage. It's going to actually be worth the cost of it. And like I said, we can cover wherever you want to be found. We'll talk to you about specific cities and zip codes where you want to go. We can target even subdivisions and get really targeted with your marketing with the Facebook ads as well. Bottom line, if your phone's ringing, $249 is well worth it, right? One job is going to easily offset the cost. And with the right programming, with the right optimization, with first page placement for the keywords for the services you provide, you're not a hair salon. You're not a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs to break even. If I could get $249 approved and still do $100 of Facebook ads, I mean, that's going to cover your service area. That's a lot of people that need your services, and this is the best time of the year, especially for something like a deck. This is where and when people are going to have decks done if they haven't already gotten this project
and
started.
How long do you think that this service is going to work if I go with you? Because I already have the service. With this company, and the website is with this company, so I don't have my own website.
So the website that I'm looking at right now, the ercremodeling.com, that's something Town Square built?
Yeah.
Okay. So we do websites for our clients that don't have one. What I would want to do, and I'm just going to send my supervisor a note right now. Tell them you're with Town Square. You're not happy. You've been with them for a year. You don't have placement for your basic services. I'm going to ask him if he can include a website at no additional cost. So our job is not just to list you on the first page of Google. It's to make sure that people see you there. Right now, you're not even on that first page, so people aren't even seeing you. But we want to give the people who see you there the reasons to call you, and I think if you were to cancel your service with Town Square, you would lose your website. So we would want to build a new website for you. We might be able to use that same domain for you.
Actually, that domain, Town Square created that domain.
The business itself,
I don't know if
ERC,
I can get it.
Maybe not. The business itself is ERC Remodeling and Construction, right? That's the name of your company?
Yeah, that's the name.
Actually, LLC, right?
LLC, yeah.
So there are domains available that would be an even closer match to your business name, not just ERC Remodeling, maybe ERC Remodeling and Construction.com, you know, something like that. So if we can't get that domain,
I think it's too long for my website. I'm very happy with that domain, and
if you love the domain,
I will try
to get it. Yeah, I mean it's got.
Yeah, I will try to get that domain.
I mean, you should be able to, you know, but definitely we would want a domain that you're happy with. And hopefully it's that one. It does have maybe a year of domain authority. But like I said, the important thing is that people actually find it. And going back to your question, because I know you want to see results. You've been waiting, actually, in my opinion, you've been waiting far too long to see results. And a year later, you're not going to see it. I mean, if they haven't done it yet, they're not going to do it. And if they're not going to do it, you're not going to ever see results, right? They just did not do what's necessary to get you placement. But going back to your question, industry standard, most companies will say 90 days or 120 days, so 3 to 4 months for you to get placement. Now, because we are Google partners and because we know the content that Google wants to see, we say 30 to 45 days. So that's less than half of the industry standard for optimum placement. Now, when we include something like Facebook ads, those are up and running in 7 to 10 days or less, usually 7 days, you know. So we can get your phone ringing even before you're popping up on that first page of Google and Bing. Of course, Facebook works differently. For Google and Bing, it's a search engine and someone is doing an active search. Someone is going on a device that accesses the internet, laptop, tablet, smartphone, PC. They're typing in something. They're searching for something. Now, with Facebook, of course, we can target specific cities and zip codes and subdivisions and get you into the homes and businesses where you would be happy to do work. And you'll have ads as part of that person's live stream. If they click on it, it costs us like 20, 22 cents, like I said, very affordable. If they scroll past it, it costs nothing. Either way, it'd be included in that flat rate. So I messaged my supervisor a little while back, not only about the website, but also about doing a $249, kind of a friends and family rate for that. I should hear back from him shortly. But with that time frame and that turnaround, we actually expect you to see some return on your investment even in that first month. It is month to month from the very beginning, no contract. When we're including a website for you at no additional cost and the friends and family rate, $249 if he approves it, I mean, that's actually far below our operating cost, meaning in that first month, we are going to spend more than the $249 in time, resources, and direct costs to create the content, to create the website, $100 of Facebook ads that we're paying for. We actually lose money in the first couple of months with every client when we're offering our services at that reduced rate. We're not even locking you into a contract long enough to cover our costs, but that just kind of shows our commitment to you and your success. Your success is our success, and we have to actually earn your business for several months just for us to break even. We've been around, though, since 2004, so we will be celebrating our 19th anniversary later on this year. If my supervisor does approve that $249 friends and family rate, and especially if we can include the website at no additional cost, would that be fair enough for you to move forward with this today?
Yeah, I think it's fair enough. But I have, you say I have to take the decisions today?
Well, it's a position, right, it's a position that we are actively filling. So unlike Townsquare where they, I mean, they're a Google reseller. So the name kind of implies it. They can sell and resell their services to competing businesses because basically all that they are doing, unfortunately, is making sure that you are verified on Google and providing a website for you. And they're, even at $129, they haven't done anything in months. Maybe they did a little bit months and months ago, but probably for 10, 11 months, they haven't done anything else, right? They made sure that you were verified and they created a website for you. That's about it. You've got a Yelp listing, you've got a Bing listing, MapQuest. Like I said, you've got about 30% of the 70 directories. So you've got about, looks like 16 directories, 17 directories total out of the almost 70 that you should have. It's not that they didn't do anything. They just didn't do everything. They didn't do nearly enough. And they're charging probably too much at this point. I don't think they're doing much of anything at all at this point.
I'm thinking the same thing. So they just create the website, they do the job at the beginning, and they don't
do anything else
during the time.
And then because they're not a Google Premier partner, they're a Google reseller, they can resell the same exact service to competing businesses. Part of why you're not seeing that placement is they might have even signed up one of your competitors, maybe not 5 miles away, but 20, 30, 40 miles away. They're working with someone who provides at least some of your services, and they do the same thing. You know, they verify the listing, provide a website. One thing that I have heard many times is even if you had a great website, even if you loved your website, you had it for years, they'll say, okay, well, we'll keep the domain, but we want to make it Google compliant. That's what they'd say. And they make very minor changes to your website. They host it on their server. They almost hold it hostage. That isn't what happened here. It sounds like they built the website for you from scratch. But I've heard that even businesses that already had a website and might even have already been PIN verified, you know, they kind of just take that and don't do a whole lot else with it. And, you know, like I said, their focus is kind of quantity. You know, they're trying to get as many businesses signed up as possible. We don't do that. We are responsible as a Google partner for all of the United States and Canada. So we're more than happy to follow Google guidelines, and strict Google guidelines mean that we cannot knowingly put our clients in competition with each other. So we do try to work with just one business at a time per area and industry, and that does mean that when the positions become available for optimization within our company, it is our job to fill the listing as quickly as we possibly can. So like I said, especially if I'm asking for a friends and family rate, you know, and having us reduce the cost of the service. The package that I'm talking about here is listed on our website, and I can send you a link to our pricing page so you can see exactly what we're talking about. In fact, why don't I go ahead and do that? The package that we're talking about here is the Platinum package. Just trying to multitask real quick here, because it's the most cost-effective, or at least the most budget-friendly way to cover a big area, you know, like most of Colorado. Anything beyond like a 40-50 mile radius, we're going to want to do at least a Platinum package, which has the Facebook ads included, like I said here. So Local Splash is the name of the company. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm sending you right now a link to our pricing page, which is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So if you can even put me on speakerphone and open that up, at the very top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. The Platinum package is listed on our website at $599 a month with a $299 setup fee. So like I said, if I'm going to be asking for $249, save you even almost $650 off of the cost that's listed on our website. If you add up $599 and $299, you're looking at $898. And that's about what we spend in that first month when we're creating a website and paying for Google Ads and doing all of the 70 directories. We spend almost $1,000 on our end. So if I'm offering and asking for $249, that means we have to, you know, earn your business for 4 or 5 months, even more than that, because every month we're spending ads on you know, Facebook $100 and continue to optimize things. My supervisor is going to want us to fill this position today. Were you able to open up the link that I sent out to you? Maybe put me on speakerphone?
Yeah, let me open it. Are you already open it?
Take control of your online presence. Obviously, you're going to be able to track your success. I don't know what kind of tracking and reporting you're getting with Townsquare. With us, you'll have 24/7 access to what we call your client dashboard. From there, you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work is coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each individual search. Now, you can also monitor your reviews. There's going to be a separate tab for reviews right on your tracking system. And when you've got the content that Google looks for, the almost 70 directories, you will have reviews on multiple platforms, whether it's Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Foursquare, or any of the dozens of other directories that are not well known to the public. Most of those almost 70 directories will allow someone to write a review. Now, wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on your tracking and reporting system. So in one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews, or even have us respond to reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost, kind of help you maintain and manage your online reputation. We've been around, like I said, for over 18 years, started in 2004. Got a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. Obviously, when it is a month-to-month service, we have to earn your business, keep your phone ringing for you to be a satisfied client. About halfway down on the link that I sent out to you, it says Google Ads Partner. And just below it, there's a box that says Google Partner. It's got a colorful G inside there, the Google G. You can click on that box. It is not just copy and paste it off the internet. It is our official badge of authenticity. And if you do click on it, it does go to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner. And again, that makes all the difference in the world when they make changes to their map or pack algorithm. First of all, we create what they're looking for, and when they change what they're looking for, we're in the loop so we know what changes to make. Below that, it says SEO packages. Like I said, we're talking about the Platinum package here, but instead of the $599 with the $299 setup fee,
I am trying to get that as an out-the-door cost at $249 with even the setup fee waived, and that's just kind of to make it a little bit more affordable for you. I know you're not spending a lot mm-hmm. right now with Town Square, but you're not getting anything, so you're overpaying for what you're getting.
Yeah, I don't need another reason. Yeah, I'm pretty confident that you offer a better service than Town Square.
Oh, for sure,
but yeah. So I'm not concerned about that. The only
right.
thing that I don't know how can we do it is what about the domain that I have already? How can you work in a website if you don't have the domain yet? So
mm-hmm.
I have to take the domain from Town Square.
So we're not gonna wait for access to that domain. We're gonna get started on the website anyway. Because we know at some
okay.
point you're gonna have to have a website regardless of what that domain is, right? So once we have access to that domain, the website's pretty much gonna be ready to go. I mean, I hope it's not gonna take more than a day or so for us to get access to that domain. But the website's already gonna be created. The content, and of course you can send us photos now. You can always send us new photos, new videos that you take of jobs that we send you. Like I said, the maintenance and updating of the website is included, as well as the hosting, so we can always make changes or additions to your website. There would never be any additional cost for that. And of course, since it is our job,
and that
is going to
be your website, or it's going to be my website,
so I can
have my website if I don't work with you anymore in the future?
Correct.
It's
going to
be the same
if you're able to secure that domain and we use the existing domain, then we don't even have to transfer the domain over to you. If you do decide to stop using the service, obviously any website needs to be hosted. You could take the website and host it somewhere else, or we could continue to simply host your website for you. I believe the hosting fee, which does include updates, is $29 a month if you wanted to stop using our service and
okay.
simply have us host.
Yeah, because that's the reason that I continue with Town Square.
Because of the website. I gotcha. No, I hear you.
Yeah.
And like I said, that they know that. And that's why, like I was telling you earlier, even if you had a website already, they like to take it and make minor tweaks to it so that then they have control of that website. They almost hold your website hostage, and it kind of sounds like that's what's going on here. It really kind of, I mean, my heart goes out to business owners when they're in a situation like this. I mean, you've been paying good money, even if it's just $129. That's still money. And
no, I start to paying $599.
I bet, and then they lowered it down for you just to keep you paying it.
Because I want to quit.
I'm not surprised at all. So let me ask you, I mean, I know that you said the name of the business is ERC Remodeling and Construction, and there is an LLC. Now, when we rebrand your company, when we kind of relaunch everything, make sure the information that's out there is accurate and consistent, and then, of course, create the content that's missing, it looks like the LLC is part of the branding on most of what you've got already out there. It is a personal preference if you include the LLC or not. Did you want it to be ERC Remodeling and Construction LLC, or did you want the LLC left off?
No. Concern for me, so just my name, ERC Remodeling and Construction, can
okay.
be included or not, either way, LLC doesn't matter for me.
Okay, and the and in this case is the word AND, spelled out, right? It's not the symbol, the ampersand?
Yeah.
Okay, I got
no,
you.
No, it's that word.
And then it does appear that the phone number that we're speaking on is the one that appears on everything you've got online. So the 720-419-7445, that's the business number, right? That's the number you want your customers to call?
Yes.
Okay. And it's also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is it a smartphone, by the way? Can you receive text messages?
Yes, it's a smartphone.
Okay.
Yeah, I can
gotcha.
Receive everything. So I have a question. What about the corporate email with the hosting? Can I get email like that? I don't know.
Yeah, we can that would be an add-on product, and we can have our client interview technician talk to you about those different things. I think it's like $19 a month or something like that to have that corporate email. I was just about to ask you about an email address, because on your website, it has a contact form, but no email address. This would be at least in the meantime, and really just for us to contact you. So if there's not a business email, we would not promote an email online for people to see, but certainly for longer pieces of information.
We can provide the email. It's ercremodeling.co at gmail.com.
Okay, so ERC.
It's a Gmail account.
It is a Gmail account. Okay. But it's a pretty close match to your business name. You said ercremodeling.co for Colorado, right?
Colorado or construction.
Or either one, right? Or company.
Yeah, match a little bit the word. So.
Yeah, exactly. So you said ercremodeling.co at gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then your first name is Jose. Neither Van nor myself ever asked you, what is your last name?
A-R-A. N-C-I, BSM Boy, I-A. That's Arancibia.
Arancibia. A-R-A-N-C-I-B-I-A. Okay. And then, like I said, when we contact you, we use phone, text, and email. And, of course, usually the method that's most appropriate for the information we are trying to get out to you. So for longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. Mr. Arancibia, did you have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account? Phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
No, all of those is okay.
All of those are fine? Okay.
I usually see everything.
Oh, good, good. There's going to be a little overlap. If we don't reach you by phone, we'll leave a message, maybe send a text message. Of course, for information we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. And, of course, for you, residential and light commercial clients will simply pick up the phone and call you directly unless they're contacting you through the contact form on your website. That could be, of course, receiving you text and emails. Oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, and I do see it on a few listings, the 504 Wolf Street. You're service-based, though, right? You always go out to the customer and no one ever comes to you. That's not a showroom or a brick-and-mortar location.
No, that's my...
That's your home?
That's my residence.
That's
my home,
okay.
Yeah. So I don't want to show to the customer my address.
That's
just my location.
That was going to be my other question, because it does show on some of the directories that I see. We're going to want to do, like I said, that NAPW audit. In this case, we'll be hiding the Wolf Street, which will give you more consistency, because there are some directories that just say Longmont and then some directories that have that Wolf Street address on there. So we'll hide that Wolf Street address. Everything will just have Longmont on there. And that's totally fine. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. Even if you had an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now,
if you find some companies in Google, they can show your house in Google Street View, like a company. So
when
I
click on it, you can do the 360 view. It doesn't look very professional, right? Yeah, you click on it and you do the 360 view, and you're like, oh, that's just a residential, that's a house. You're right, it does not look professional. So we'll make sure that you're just listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. Now, I did a while back hear from my supervisor, and he did actually approve both the website and the friends and family rate of $249, and that, again, does include the $100 worth of Facebook ads, roughly 400 clicks in a month to cover your service area and get your phone ringing. Now, if you don't have any questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would want to take a look at our client interview calendar, because we will have one of our technicians kind of dot the I's and cross the T's here, verify information that I have and information off of your existing website so we can build you a new one. We're going to want to know things like hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Of course, we'll talk to you all about your services and service area, and we'll ask you to email us photos and things like that. That's one thing that's missing from your website, kind of before and after photos, and we can definitely put that on there. Testimonials from your satisfied clients. So it's going to be Google compliant, mobile optimized, and of course conversion driven and user friendly. And I think you're really going to like the website that we'll build for you. A little more of a modern look even than what you've got currently. The other thing that I would be required to do, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification, Jose. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we are reducing the cost, officially the friends and family rate of $249 with the Facebook ads included, that will even include a new website, etc. Now, the voice verification is actually recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I'm actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. But if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there, process that payment of $249 and schedule your client interview. Is that fair?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Mr. Arancibia, please give me just 1 second to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Jose, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
ERC Remodeling and Construction.
And with the LLC on there or without?
Yeah, probably yes.
With the LLC?
Because it's a legal name. Yeah, with
right.
The LLC.
And then I did see it on most directories that are already existing, and that is already how I had it, although I could have changed it, but I'll keep it as is with the LLC on there. And then it does say, please state your name and your official title within the business.
So my name is Jose Arancibia, and I'm the owner.
Okay. And then, Jose, as the owner of ERC Remodeling and Construction LLC, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then, Mr. Arancibia, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Jose, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Sorry, say again. I don't get it.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of a silly question, but we are required to ask it. So I'll restate it as it is written and then kind of explain it. It says, for the billing information that you will be using for our services, are you an authorized user on that account? Basically, that means that it's your credit card. You have access to it. It's not something you borrowed or found off the street. Of course. Yeah, like I said, kind of a silly question. We just have to ask it. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. We are aware right now of Town Square. Like I said, we're going to do that NAPW audit to clean up any information that's already out there. The reason that we ask is we wouldn't want you to be paying someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or perhaps even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is accurate. Like I said, we're going to make sure that the Wolf Street address is hidden. We do the NAPW audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure that your information is always accurate. Mr. Arancibia, that's fair enough, right?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect. And then with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply on my own, and then with my supervisor actually allowing me to include the website and make it a friends and family rate, and of course it would be in a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including any setup fee, which we're actually waiving, will be charged today's date, the 20th of July, in the very reduced total amount, officially the friends and family rate of $249.00. Jose, that $249 is an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. My company will incur the hard cost of the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. And in this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is also included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 20th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, the friends and family rate of $249.00, once again, that rate will never go up on you. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the service altogether. I would say you can also pause the service. If you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation or if necessary, pause the service seasonally, you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mr. Arancibia, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I agree.
Now, Jose, that actually does conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment of just $249, is that going to be on a MasterCard, a Visa, American Express, or Discover? Jose, what works best for you, sir?
So it's going to be a Visa. And I have a question. You will send me all these terms and conditions through my email?
Okay. Yes, everything will go to your email in writing. In fact, you'll receive it before the end of this phone call. On that particular Visa card, is it your name, the business name, or both?
Business name.
Business
both.
Name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And then you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. Jose, I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4427.
Yes, sir.
4250. 6542-15. 50.
And then the expiration
so
month.
So what's going to 0228.
02 of 2028, and then the last 3 digits on the back of the card.
411.
411. Did you have a question real quick?
So, yeah. When's going to be my payment date?
So it actually bills today, it'll bill right now, and then we'll schedule your client interview. So the payment date is going to be the 20th of the month, if that's okay with you.
Okay, so the 20th, yeah, today's 20th, okay.
Today's date.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, all right. let me just verify that real quick. I've got 411 or 411 on the back of the card. I've got February or 02 of 2028 for the expiration date. The card itself was at 4427, 4250, 6542, 1550. And then does that bill at the 5407 Wolf Street in Longmont, 80504?
Yeah, that's the address.
Perfect. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. And you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Mountain Time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. You'll also receive the link by direct text message. You might receive the text message even before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end would be to schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 minutes if you've got a lot of questions. Let's see. First available, I could probably get you in at 11 o'clock for sure. I could do 12, and then this afternoon there is a 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and also one spot available at 4 o'clock. Like I said, we schedule by the hour, but the call takes about half that time. When do you think you'd be available for about a 30-minute phone call today?
I think 4 o'clock is okay. 4 o'clock is Mountain Time?
4 o'clock Mountain, correct, absolutely. So we'll schedule it from 4 until 5. Like I said, it's a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. If I am available when our client interview technician is ready for that call, I'll be part of the call in the very beginning. Just to kind of introduce you to your client interview technician, answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I don't get a lot of advance notice, and I don't know if it's going to be 4:05 or 4:10 when they're ready to call you. And if I happen to be on another call when they're ready, they'll simply call you on their own. They will have your file, and they'll do a very good job of taking care of you. Just in case I am not on that call, or I guess even if I am, I did want to set up a little bit of extra security on your account here, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with ERC Remodeling and Construction LLC, even if it's you, Jose, and we recognize your voice, we are still going to want you to give us the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Okay, yeah. I have to give you a security question or you will provide me one?
So I'm providing you the question. You just have to give me the answer. Your options are the city that you were born in or your first pet's name. Just those two options.
Yeah, the city where I born is Santiago de Chile.
Santiago, Chile? Okay.
Yeah, Santiago.
Twice, Santiago. We are all set there. Okay. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
No, let me check. Yeah, I have two text messages.
Yeah. I kind of wish they would wait a little bit, but they do kind of piggyback those emails. So the welcome email you did receive with the client support information that I've already given you. The one that I want you to see now, though, is the local splash initial invoice. If you click on that, it says something like, thank you for choosing local splash. We've attached your invoice below. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. And if you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked, and it does go to the local splash terms of experience, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I see both email and both text message.
Okay, so if you open up the local splash terms of experience, of course, talking about Google Business Profile Optimization, will mirror the content on Bing as well. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. We are doing Facebook ads in this case. We are doing the website for you. I don't want to walk you through everything, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one that has an arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either copy and paste your name or type it in. If you do type it in, it is case sensitive, so of course the J and the A in your last name are capitalized. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space either before or after. But if you've got Jose Arancibia in that box, please click the confirm signature box just below it. That's going to do a couple of things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's a month-to-month service, that we're including the website, that we waived your setup fee, that in this case it's the friends and family rate of $249. It also does allow us to do that initial NAPW audit to make sure, and we already know, that there are some information out there that we need to update and correct, and then, of course, to add the additional content. So it is... it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Jose, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I already did it.
You did. Okay. So if it's asking you for a username and a password, you can...
I close that page and I cannot get access again to the link.
Okay, that's totally fine. Because when it's asking you for a username and a password, that's our automated system asking you to log into your tracking system. So it's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Your automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is true. We have to actually do your client interview first to create the content that we will be tracking. And then, of course, in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email both your username and a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. In fact, I'm sending you a calendar invite. It does have your username on there because that has already been assigned. I can give that to you now. It's simply the phone number that we're speaking on. The area code is included, but just the area code. There's no dashes or spaces or parentheses. 720-419-7445. That is your username. Now, like I said, once your tracking system is created, you'll get your username and the default password by text and email. In any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email address, please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there. It's kind of the catch-all for your account. When we do the client interview, though, they'll give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. If you want to, you can email the photos team directly. Now, once your tracking system is up and active, you'll have access even to make changes to your website on your own if you like. But, of course, we'll still continue to make any and all changes for you on your behalf. You can either let us know through your client dashboard, call us, text us,